Hey, folks, when I was a Secret Service agent, we spent a lot of time preparing and planning to protect really important things. Are you spending the time that you should in protecting your home? I'm Tim Miller, your real security coach for today's episode. And this episode takes us to Des Moines, Iowa. Folks, watch how quickly three subjects are able to approach a door, put their shoulder into the door, make entry, one of them's armed, and then leave shortly thereafter. I want to tell you that a home invasion is probably the worst thing a person can experience. There's trauma way after the fact. That's why I want to walk you through some things we can do to be safe. Because, folks, here's the reality. If you're not planning to protect your home in advance of the invasion, you're not going to be ready in the invasion. Watch how simple it was, a shoulder through the door. They're in your sacred space. Oh, by the way, you're there too. What do you do now? Well, I'd suggest to you that the first thing that we do is try to stop it before it ever happens. Because here's the reality, folks. Security at your home starts before the invasion. And what I mean by that is this. Did you notice how quickly the person was able to put a shoulder into the door and be in the house? Folks, I've done hundreds of warrants in my career. It is amazing to me how easy it is to break down a door. So some things you can think about. First, you look at the physical makeup of the door. If it's a front door installed by a contractor, it's probably not a high quality type security door. The security of your door is based on the frame, the bolt, and then any secondary locks you may have to secure your front, back, and any access point that someone could break a door down and make entry. The second thing are your windows. How easy is it to gain access to your windows? If they're just glass, it's fairly easy. If they're some kind of impact-resistant film, makes it harder. If it's actual impact glass that is not going to allow someone just to break through it, makes it even better. So the first step is you look at your doors and windows, and you also look at your camera coverage. They had camera coverage on the front porch, but did they have camera coverage along the front of the street area where they were? Because cameras can be your best friend. If they notify you, hey, something's going on outside of your house, now you've got that precious thing that you need, which is time. So take a look at your cameras. Take a look at, are they covering the front? Are they motion enabled? Will they give you the ability to see at night? Those are things that really matter in today's society. Your doors and windows we talked about. But then what about your plan on the inside? Are we thinking about what would we do if somebody put a shoulder to our door and tried to come in? Well, hopefully you've taken those reinforcement type actions that we're talking about, and you're going to gain some time. But what do you do then? And this is where planning becomes so important. I want to walk through this again. Take a look at it carefully. As you see, they approach, and within about 2 to 3 seconds, they're in the house. That's not a lot of time, folks. And when one of them's armed, it's a scary 2 or 3 seconds. So what kinds of things do you have inside of your house to protect yourself? Some people go right to firearms. You've heard this. I'm a big advocate. I've trained firearms for 30 years, but firearms are a lifetime daily commitment, not a one-time purchase. If you're going to have firearms, you better know how to use them and you better be trained under stress. Having been there, I will tell you that when things start to become stressful, everything that you think's going to happen can change very quickly. The other thing is, maybe you have other weapons. Maybe you have bear spray. Maybe you have a lot of things. The problem is, if one of those folks coming in is armed, you got a problem, because you got to figure out what to do with someone that may have a gun when you don't have a gun. Folks, you've heard it a million times. You better know the laws of the state that you're in. You better understand the self-defense laws. the castle doctrine laws, the things that will enable you to be able to walk through this legally and with justification. Doesn't mean you're not going to get sued, but it does mean that you're going to proceed wisely and have the law on your side, which is huge. The other thing that we can do, folks, for a home invasion is how about lock your doors? I'm amazed how many people that I know in the suburban Washington, D.C. and in the Florida area don't lock their doors. Folks, those days are gone. Wave goodbye to them. You have to lock your doors now. And oh, by the way, for key things like your front door, you may want to consider a secondary locking device, which is something you can put in, either it's installed or some you can just adjust to your door. But that means that that primary lock and the bolt is not the only security to that door. So that's something else you want to think about. And then maybe even the most important thing, and that's connecting with your neighbors, folks. This is Des Moines, Iowa. It looks like a nice area. It's during the day. Those folks didn't just show up and hit the house. I'm sure they were sitting out there for a while. Think about having neighbors. Maybe some are retired. Maybe some just happen to be home. Maybe some are stay-at-home moms. Just watching kind of what's going on and the ability for them to have contact with you. Hey, is someone supposed to be at your house today? Or, hey, I noticed something suspicious. Or 911, what is your emergency? If you think something's getting ready to go down, folks, engage 911. Let the police, who are trained, skilled, and oh, by the way, prepared to handle those kinds of things, let them deal with it. And people ask me all the time, well, wouldn't we get in trouble for calling the police if it turns out to be nothing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The police would rather you call and prevent a tragedy than wait for the 911 coming in after the tragedy. So, folks, with these things happening more and more and more, I can't stress enough, it's not the America that it used to be 10 years ago. Street crimes are up, mental illness up, domestic violence is up. Many things are happening which we should be wise and prepared for, because here's the reality. I don't want to see one good family wrecked by violent people that want to attack and hurt them. And oftentimes it's not even for a good reason. I mean, it's not a feud. It's just they want what you have and they're going to come take it. So I'm encouraging everybody that I know, please prepare for the storm, because it's not coming. It's here. Folks, I hope this podcast is helpful. I hope you're getting practical things. That's why we call it the Real Security Podcast, because what we're giving you is from decades of experience, and I hope it's helpful for you. But all this information means nothing if you don't put it into practice. So I hope it's helpful. I hope and pray you stay safe with all that's going on out here, and I look forward to talking with you next time. Please stay safe out there.